government has assured the Ghanaian community and the Dutch community that we'll do everything within our means, in collaboration with our friends, to ensure that we pursue those who committed these atrocious crimes in Uganda to get them to justice.
Why is Uganda a target?
I cannot explain. The reasons we read in the papers and we hear is that there is a group that has targeted Uganda, a group that calling themselves Al-Shabaab, who are claiming that they would attack Uganda for Uganda having its troops in Somalia.
And do you intend to go on with that contribution to the African Union mission in Somalia?
We're determined more than ever now to remain in Somalia and fulfill our aims and objectives of being in Somalia.
And explain to the people of Uganda why, because they might not think it immediately as their problem, what goes on in Somalia.
First of all, Somalia is part and parcel of Africa. The conflict in Somalia has been proven to have a direct impact in the security of Uganda. We also, as a pan-African country, have an obligation to assist a failing state within Africa to become a normal country like any other in Africa. So we feel we, as Uganda, in 1978-79, were rescued by Tanzanians at the time when Uganda was being led by Idi Amin, a dictator who had caused disaster in Uganda. And as a result, we have this obligation, similar obligation, to try and see if we can bring Somalia to have good governance.
And will Ugandans believe that their mission and their sacrifice, in this case, is making a difference, is worthwhile? Because that's the problem, isn't it? Somalia is no closer to stability.
The majority of Ugandans believe and support the presence of the UPDF forces in Somalia. They understand why we're there and they fully support our presence there.
There's to be an African Union meeting to talk about further action in Somalia, and that is to take place in Kampala. Will that go ahead?
There is nothing that will stop the AU summit proceeding in Kampala. We have got assurance and confirmation from most head of states that they will come to Kampala and they will not be prevented or behave like cowards by not attending the Kampala summit.
Uganda is, in general, a peaceful place now. Kampala, certainly, a relaxed capital. How has that changed?
Since this atrocious attack, of course, you'll appreciate that the situation is a bit tense. The people in Kampala and the region are a bit tense, and there's many rumors flying around and causing fear. But we are assuring the communities in Kampala and Uganda that our security forces will ensure that there's no repetition of such acts immediately and in the future. Mm-hmm. And they should go along with the normal business as usual.
You must be deeply distressed, you and your fellow citizens, at what's happened. Just it has so much changed the atmosphere there.
Well, it is very unfortunate. It's very sad that there are few people in Africa who are willing to come and attack, cause mayhem, and kill individuals who are privately enjoying themselves during the World Cup. These are cowards, and would urge them that if anybody intends to attack any particular place in Uganda, they should target our barracks and fight against our armed forces rather than targeting civilians.